three-run score and over to third, Victorino pounding his chest, 3-0 Red Sox.
Koji ready. He turns on the rubber, the 2-2 home. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. The 2013 Red Sox are the world champions and Boston strong. Bedlam at Fenway Park as the Red Sox clinch the World Series at Fenway for the first time in 95 years.
We had a great time this time. We struggled early this year with the situation that all of us went through. But thanks to him, we keep ourselves together. And here we are, enjoy the time.
You know, I'm one of the forces for this ball club, and I like to take things personal, you know, and that's been my whole career, a challenge, you know. And I wasn't trying to be the guy, but I know I got to get something done to keep the line moving. And thanks God, everything worked out well. And I don't even have to do anything today, I guess. The rest of the team take over. Like I say, since day one, you know, a body can function without having a good head. And our manager, he was outstanding. He shows up. He showed to all of us since day one that he was the masterpiece that we need to get to this level.
All right, welcome into the zone, and congratulations to the Boston Red Sox for 2013 World Series champions. Justin Akre, joined by the Canadian hijacker. I do want to talk to you about Halloween north of the border. Christina LaCure is here. Matt TT is here as well. Edward Ashoff, ESPN.com, will join us. We'll talk some college football. Of course, Arkansas-Auburn looming Saturday. Should be interesting, at least we hope. Nate Olson from Sync. We're talking Razorback basketball already with him. Did a nice feature on Alanis Harris. Actually, for another publication, did an excellent write-up on Kiko Hydar. So we're going to talk to him about both those stories as we get ready for basketball season as well, for Arkansas's football season, if it's going to be in any way redeemable. I think we can all agree this week is huge for them.
A little big, yes, absolutely, for sure. Are you going?
No, I got UCA.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I don't know what's going on with the call board thing, but it's acting very funny. And not funny, haha, just kind of funny, strange. But it is, you know, Halloween and everything,
it
so it makes perfect sense it would happen today.
Well, I can say, honestly and truthfully, last night was the first time I have probably ever watched a full baseball game.
Ever?
Probably.
Wow.
I know that's really sad.
No, that's okay.
But, it's obviously known that I'm not an extremely huge baseball fan. And last night I was flipping between which probably no one on the planet was actually watching besides myself. But I was flipping between that and the World Long Drive Championship because a friend of mine was in the Final Eight. It was live last night on the Golf Channel. So I was kind of flipping back and forth. But what was it, top of the seventh that they had, St. Louis had the bases loaded and they pulled... their pitcher.
You talking about the starting pitcher for Boston?
Yeah, John
Lackey.
Lackey. That's right. I'm like I said, I don't really
watch
baseball.
No, that's okay.
But I actually watched it. It was really intense in that I thought, you know, they could get a grand slam here in 6-5, and you know, everyone around here is going to be pretty excited. But obviously, when he struck out, I went back to the Golf Channel immediately after that. But it was cool. I watched the end ceremony, and it was good. And you know what? I think the best thing about it last night when I was reading everything this morning was that Boston acted really responsibly last night, and they went back to the Boston Marathon bombing and paid their respect there. And they acted extremely professional, which I think is a good thing. Obviously, you'll have a few lunatics, but...
I haven't spent any time there, but having worked with a couple people over my career who are from there, you get a feel that it is a big city, but also it's a very tight-knit community for the most part. Even though I'm sure there are varying neighborhoods and areas of Boston, I think there is definitely a unity that you don't see in a lot of big cities, it seems like.
The mayor's happy that they brought home the cup.
Yes, he is.
The hoo-ha cup.
Mayor Menino, thrilled today, I'm sure. Johnny Gomes talking about Fenway. I mean, what a great place. Can you imagine that being your office every day, or at least half the season at your office? And last night it was, too.
And there's a lot of sabermetrics, and there's a lot of numbers and stuff, you know, the whole war stat, you know, but when we go to playoffs, you know, you want me to go to war with, you know, so, man, I say I work inside a museum, but this is the loudest a museum's been in a long time. Well, I think I'd screw it up if I decide to describe it with words. I'm going to describe it with actions when this place is rocking and rolling.
Johnny, congratulations.
Right on.
Joe, back to you.
Right on, dude. All right. Well, it was nice, though. That's a good story for sure. happy for Boston. And you know, you hate it for the Red Sox or for the Cardinals if you're a Cardinal fan out there.
A lot of people around here are. So yes. Well, this is kind of a bit sad for people around here.
Yeah, this is Cardinal country without a doubt. I don't hate on the Cardinals that much. I respect the organization as a Cubs fan. So, you know, I don't know. I feel for them. I hate it for them. You know, it's is your headphones okay?
Mine are fine.
Sorry, I'm having to adjust something. I just, you know, it's we were talking to Alyssa Milano yesterday about this, and she's a Dodgers fan. Their team was good enough to win it, you know? Uh-huh. So I asked her what would be harder, your team being totally out of contention in April like mine was, or getting so close and not being able to pull it off like the Dodgers were.
Getting so close.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Way, way harder. If I lose a golf tournament by 15 strokes or I lose a golf tournament by one, it's way easier to handle when you lose by 15.
Well, Dodger fans were emotionally invested. Certainly Cardinal fans were all the way to the end. So it is a tough deal. Mike Matheny speaking afterwards. And Mike Matheny, to me, he's got that cold stare. He looks like a serial killer to me. Mike Matheny's intimidating. I don't know if I could cover them on a regular basis. That dude's scary to me.
Well, that's like a good thing. Being intimidating in any sport is huge.
I know, but most managers I think of as being sort of cuddly and lovable in baseball. They're different. Baseball managers are a different breed. It's different than a football coach or even a basketball coach. I don't know. There's no cuddle about Mike Matheny.
There's no cuddle about most.
No, there's cuddle about a lot of them.
Really?
Look, you don't...
I don't follow it.
Thank you.
Obviously.
Just trust me on this. There are lots of cuddly managers over the years. He's not one of them.
Okay.
We had a great time this time. We struggled.
That's David Ortiz. He's cuddly.
There's some frustrated guys in there. But overall, you can't ask guys to go about any better than how our guys did. Couldn't be any more proud of how they've handled themselves, how they prepared, how they carried themselves, and how they competed. They're going to compete all the way through. You know, we had a couple games that just didn't look real characteristic of us defensively. But besides that, overall, this team was really, I believe, very consistent all the way through. All the way out through the last time.
David Ortiz is not cuddly. That I've seen.
David Ortiz?
No,
no, David Ortiz is cuddly, actually.
He is?
Yeah, I think so. He's cold-blooded. I mean, the dude is a great competitor, but I think he's pretty cuddly.
Oh my gosh, he looks extremely, extremely scary.
Yo, he's really scary to Cardinal pitchers, I promise you. 6-1 the final last night. And as far as David Ortiz, your 2013 MVP, his performance was one like we may never see again. The other day, I was covering, doing the UCA game. They scored 38 points in a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, talking to people after. So I'm like, you will probably in your lifetime never see a team score 38 points in a quarter again, ever. What we saw from him in this World Series, you may never see the rest of your life. Take this into account, okay?
He was on base like 17 out of 19 times.
Nobody on the Cardinals batted 400 in the World Series, which, again, there were a couple of guys. I mean, Craig actually, with a bum leg, batted 375. That's pretty darn good. Nobody on the Red Sox batted 300. This dude batted 688. Just put that in perspective. Think about it. He was twice as good as anybody on his team. By far, the standout player. It was a little funny, though, after Game 5, people were asking Mike Matheny whether he thought Ortiz was the MVP regardless of the outcome of the series. And Mike Matheny's like, we're not even thinking about that. And I'm thinking, yeah, what a stupid question to ask the opposing manager. I mean, you might ask John Farrell that. I would never ask the opposing manager about how great a guy on the other team is playing. Or at least I wouldn't say, do you think he's the MVP regardless? Who cares?
But
you can't ask me that after game 5. You think I care about that?
Do you know what was funny, though? The catcher for the St. Louis Cardinals and the umpire were caught on some sort of speaker or whatever saying, oh, this guy is good. Like, he is so good. And so, like, an opposing player opposing team is walking up, and he's like, yeah, he's unbelievable.
They were talking about Ortiz?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Molina's no dummy. He understands. I like Molina. I am encouraging the Chicago Cubs to get neck tattoos in order to gain a competitive advantage because he is, I love Yachty. And again, I'm not supposed to like those guys as a Cub fan, but you can't help it. Today we'll talk some college football. We're actually going to talk some college basketball. I mentioned the Landis Harris story. We're actually going to have Joe Foley and Steve Shields in the studio at 12:30 today. We're going to talk about the Sun Belt Conference and the Meet the Trojans event, which is coming up in the near future. UALR's women picked first. The UALR men picked in the middle of the pack of the Sun Belt Conference. Western Kentucky, of course, this will be their last year in the Sun Belt before moving on. And the women are picked second in the conference, right behind UALR, very close, 95 points to 92 points, and 6 first-place votes versus 4 for Western Kentucky. The men, Western Kentucky, picked to win it again, and they've got a couple guys that are on first and second team, I think, and it's no surprise. I mean, they've got a great program there, very well-coached, very tough-minded, and some really good players. And if you haven't heard or haven't been paying attention or have already forgotten, the Sun Belt Conference tournament moving out of Hot Springs and is going to New Orleans for the foreseeable future, starting this season. So it'll be interesting, and they're changing the format a little bit. So not sure how that'll impact it. Hopefully, you got to qualify to get there.
You love New Orleans.
I do love New Orleans, so I'll be excited about covering it there. I did enjoy having it in Hot Springs, so there was something very cool and unique about that, having it in our backyard.
I actually went and watched it a few years, actually.
Yeah, it's fun.
It was. It was a good time. It's great facilities Hot Springs has.
Definitely. Definitely.
That convention center is unreal.
It is. And the high school is going to be back there again this year after a year at Barton. So the only bad thing about that, again, for us is, as a station that covers both, the SEC basketball tournament goes on at the same time the high school championships do. So it's kind of difficult for us to do both. We're get spread a little thin. We will cover both very well, I think, but it is a little it's unfortunate that it goes on at the same time. I would rather be able to focus on each all by themselves, but we'll get to do that. This weekend, a little week in the NFL as far as great matchups go. Just not a great weekend, really, I don't think. Some of the games of note, I guess, the Saints
Tonight's
on the road.
Game.
What's that?
Tonight's game. Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati and the Dolphins as good as anything, I suppose.
Yeah.
The Saints and the Jets. The Jets are 4-4, a very surprising 4-4 at this point. Saints very good at 6-1. That is in New York, though, so should be a pretty good game. Cowboys hosting the Vikings this year. I cannot believe the Minnesota Vikings are 1-6.
I'm going to that game, actually. It's my first game to go to this year. I'm actually kind of excited.
It goes to show you how much quarterback play is relevant in the NFL. It's no surprise to anybody, but they had bad quarterback play, and then they had worse quarterback play. So things are not going very well, despite the fact that they have the baddest man on the planet carrying the ball for them. Chiefs try to stay perfect this week on the road in Buffalo, so that could be a somewhat intriguing game. Panthers have been very good. Panthers hosting the Falcons. Falcons, another one of those very disappointing teams this year.